because that come up during Kurusatsura, it happens very often that we have the opportunity to hear Kurusatsura. It's not a chiyuv on every single person to hear, it's a chiyuv on the tzibur. So if let's say a person by mistake didn't hear a pasuk or something, by Kriyas Megillah, if the person didn't hear one word, then he has to hear, he has to work out that he's going to either say himself inside or going to hear from someone else. But when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, it's a chiyuv on the tzibur. The tzibur have to have heard it. And obviously if you make a mistake, then the tzibur not yotzer, but it's more of a tzibur digzach. If one specific person didn't hear, that's not ma'akov. So that's a din in the tzibur. That actually explains why on Shabbos we're able to lay in Kriyas HaTorah and we're not fishish for Shema Yavarena. Why am I in Purim? If Purim falls on Shabbos, then we can't lay in the Megillah because Shema Yavarena, you might come to God itself. So why not fishish for every time Kriyas HaTorah? So the Gaon says, because it's not chiyuv on the Yochid, the Yochid won't get so anxious to make sure that he's going to be yotzer, so then the tzibur is much more quick. Okay, on the other hand, it's a time for Kavod HaTorah, and the number one shaila is, when it comes to doing Hitzav Achnosa, so you do that Hitzav Achnosa, the person who gets Hitzav has a shaila. Sometimes you open the curtain, and now you've got two doors to open. Really, you only need to open one side to get the Sefer Torah out, because the Sefer Torah is on, let's say, the right side. So again, it's not in halacha. This point is not halacha. It's not halacha shaila. To open, should you open both or should you open one? It's not halacha. It's a hergash. You'll find some shuls for saying what you mean. It's not halacha. What's the difference? Just open one. It's just a practical way of taking out the Sefer Torah.
To the left, on the right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, if someone knows his shul, he wants to just open once. Again, this is not halacha, but you will find some people say
easier.
It's a decorum, it's moisiv kavod HaTorah when a person opens it and make a mamid out of it. We're going to come to that. We're going to get to that if a person touches the wrong sefer. In fact, I'll mention it now. That's a good shayla. A lot of times, the person that gets Hitzav Achnosa, he doesn't really know which sefer Torah to take out. And he's not rubble in that shul, and he, let's say, he takes out the wrong Sefer Torah, which is up to Kisavoy, and then middle of Pashas, I don't know, middle of Pashas Vayechi. So it's going to take them 5 minutes to roll up from Kisavoy to Vayechi. So would you say, let's say it's on the Bima, would you say they can just exchange it, you know, put it back in the Arad HaKodesh and then bring out the right one? So the Yaiva springs the Machlokes. The Yavetz and the Siddur, right at the beginning of Kriyas HaTorah, he brings us Machlokes, can he change it? The Maisa, we don't change it. If it's already on the Bima, then we keep it as it is and we make sure the Olam wait for a few minutes and they roll it to the right place and Shalom Yisrael. But what happens, which is much more common, actually happened over Shulis in the shul that I went to, where the person got his Torah, so he picked up the Sefer Torah and he had it in his hands. He was standing there, he had it in his hands, and someone said, not that one, it's a different one. So while he's there, he hadn't yet given it over to the chazan. That already you'll find the chach that Yishlavron wants to be making already, it's in his hands, it's not being passed over. So then already it's a chiddush. Then he can put it back and take out another one. You'll find some people hesitant about that as well. They would say, listen, once you pick that up, it's already nigmar. There's a chashash. Where does it come from? It comes from Shulchan Aruch says, that if a person finds it like a sort of a mistake, which is not a proper mistake, then you shouldn't really return it back to the Aron HaKodesh to get a new one out, because who said this? Mishum Kamei Shal Sefer Torah. We're scared that people will think, it's not such a good Sefer Torah. So that's what it's based on. Which on that, the Ish Lavrom says, it's all very nice when you ring, when you're reading from it, so you can say Pas Zogun. There's a Chashash of Pagam, but if you just pick up the wrong Sefer Torah, put it back, you didn't read from it, so maybe there's no chashash of pagam. What will people say? It's possible, you didn't read from it, there's no riot, there's no reason to believe that it's possible, therefore, Eish Lavron wants to be making that if consequently you haven't handed it over to the chazan, really, even if you've handed it over to the chazan, but that's already looks a bit bad, so therefore they say as long as you've just got it in your hand, you can put it back. Okay.
And if you mix Sefer Ish and Sefer Sheni,
oh,
the must is on the beamer and the safe.
So that again you'll find that once they've already taken it off, someone will want to be Mahmoud Hagam, but
you
can then
show it.
Yeah, again, all these things you can see where Alokha has a lot of colours, but really to keep the Kavod HaTorah going, they might not necessarily. Now here comes the big shaila. When it comes to, so he's opened the safe, so he's opened the curtain, he's opened the cupboard door, and now the shaila is to say Brich Shmei. Do you say Brich Shmei? before the person, the Motzi, call him, before the Motzi takes out the Sefer Torah, or perhaps first the Motzi should take out the Sefer Torah, he should hold it for 30 seconds, or in some shuls it takes a few, 3-4 seconds to say Baruch Shemei, and then he should hand over. The shal is, when is the time to say Baruch Shemei? When the Motzi is holding it, or it's left in the Aron HaKodesh? So, nicely look around, lots of people are knowing to keep it as it is, they don't say Baruch Shemei, and then they take it out. Rav Moshe has got an interesting tshuva, and he's medayik it from a klish, the Shai Frank, the person, the posik in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah is the Shai Frank. He's brought everywhere. And the Rav Moshe says, if you look at the lashon of the Shai Frank, he says like this, Be'ez she'poschin ha'oroin, when you open the oroin, then you say Vayhi ben Tzoya. U'bish'as ha'itzo'as ha'sefer Torah, when you take the Sefer Torah, then they say, Maschil Ha'om Le'ma Baruch Shmei. That's when you say, he makes two shlavim. When you open the Aron HaKodesh, then the Ha'om say, Vayhi ben Tzoya. That also indicates that you have to wait for it to be opened to start saying Vayhi ben Tzoya. Then, when the Moti takes out the Sefer Torah, Maschil Ha'om Le'ma Baruch Shmei. So there, the Moshe says clearly that seemingly you should have to say Baruch Shmei only once the Sefer Torah is out. That's what Moshe says. Moshe says, the Maisi see, I will come to money. People are not makrid. They leave the Sefer Torah there till the end of Baruch Shmei. He says, "Look, what shall I say?" It says Rav Moshe, "If someone comes to ask me, then he will tell him to take it out first." So interesting thing. He's leaving everyone do what they like. Okay, leave the Sefer Torah in the Maisa. You see, like many people should know. Maisa's not only have a minute. There's a Kafa Chaim from Palaji. Chaim Palaji, he also writes that you can keep it the Sefer Torah in the Aron HaKodesh while they say Baruch Shmei. So it's not Mamash Olkin for it. But when you look at the Unzeru Poskim, Rav Moshe, the Shai Frayim, and you go with that, you'll see there's more Natiya to take the Sefer Torah out first. Again, if it's going to make a rash, then leave it all out. But I'm just saying, if Rav Moshe says, if you ask me a Shaila, he'll tell me to take it out first. Very interesting tshuva, which Rav Moshe says over there. And then you've got the Shaila. I find it interesting also, it's not a halacha, but it's again Mshum Kovet. Some places will find that Pachisa's covered, is that you've handed the Sefer Torah over to the Shliach Tzibur. So the Shliach Tzibur now has got the Sefer Torah. So now he's got to say Shema on Shabbos, he's going to say Gadol Hashem Iti Nareim Hashem Yachav. On Shabbos he's going to be Meisav two other Pesukim, Shema Yisrael and Echad Alekeinu. So at that time, while he's busy saying, especially on Shabbos, he's busy saying Shema Yisrael and the Olam answer back, and then Echad, again, it can take, let's say, 20, 25 seconds. The Moitzi, he's, let's say, in a vase, he just wants to get back to his place. He's not interested in keeping the Aron HaKodesh open. Is there a Maila that specifically should be open, the Aron HaKodesh should be open while the Shliach Tzibur says Shema Yisrael and they answer and Echad and Kano? Again, these are small shilas. It's not brought in the place game, and therefore, make out and you can close it straight away and go back to your place. Again, it's one of these things that the decorum. You go to one of the old good old shuls, Nishke Hekevar, and says, and one of that says Adibris. And one of that says Adibris to make sure that it keeps open, and Vazewa. Lots of shuls will understand as Amosuk that it's Moisim and Kavad HaTorah, or Vazewa doesn't come into Aloha. Another thing, very interesting, which Shabur brings Azach, which I don't find we do. Interesting Aloha. That the Mogen Avraham says, and Shabur brings down, that the time that the Chazan says, Gadol Hashem Iti, he should raise the Torah, should pick it up. It comes from the Mogen Avraham. So that is quite, some people know of this halacha, and it's actually brought down, the Avadram writes, if you count the letters of the Pasuk, Gadol Hashem Iti, there's 26. So we're saying, Gadol Hashem, raise the name of Hashem. Gadol Hashem, raise the 26 letters in the Pasuk, Itzi with me, so you raise the Torah. That's what the drum writes. But it's interesting that the Mogen Avraham speaks about, not only does he write it about Gadlu, but on Shabbos, when you Moisif Shema Yisrael and Echad Elokeinu, he says to raise it by each time. By Shema, raise the Torah. By Echad, this comes from Mishnah Berurah, and so with Kuf Lamadalad, it's very interesting, Mishnah Berurah. I find it, Mishnah Berurah says one line, he says, V'tzorech lahagbiya ha-Torah shorosh ba'omim. You have to raise the Torah three times. The Hainu, B'shar Shoyim Shema, Echad, and Gadlu. It's interesting, Orchaz Chaim that says that. If a person doesn't pick it up, then it's even Orr Ashle Yochim is Dira Torah Azayis. Azayis state in the Orchaz. Now it's interesting, Allah Chabru and Mogna Ram, but state that to pick it up three times, Geshmaka Nekuda, which which is interesting. Okay, now moving on to, I find a very interesting topic. Which one? Is it there?
In the
Now, so you've actually got the Sefer Torah open, and the Chazan starts, the Baal Korah starts leaning. And now, if now we've got the Shaila, the Tzibba have to be fully alert of what's going on to be yotze the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah. Now, if there's a mistake in a way that it's going to be, it's going to slip it up, the Shaila is, what do you do? Do you redois? And in some shuls, do you have lunch like a Beis Din of 72? I'm like, you know, any mistake, then you have a rash going on there, and then you can't hear the Baal Korah anymore. So now the Shaila is like this. Interesting, the Torah brings down from the Sefer HaMalek, he says that if a Shliach Tzibba makes a mistake, you shouldn't correct him, because it's better not to correct him on his mistakes, but rather Shleila Halbim Ponov, not to make him be embarrassed. Yosef, on the other hand, the Rosh says that if a person, if he makes a mistake in a way that means something else, then they're not Yotza. So obviously you have to correct him. So the Bais Yosef says, obviously when the Sefer HaMalek says not to correct him, he means on things which are not Na'akum. So really, in order for a person to correct a Baal Korah, he needs to be a Boki when he can correct and when he can't correct. Because you can see, he's faced with the Shaila of Malbu Pnei Chaveiroi. Oh, the other side is that you're not Yotza. So at basic level, people, sometimes we know the difference between when it changes the meaning and doesn't change the meaning. But let me just add if it's a whopping mistake, so we all know that it's changing the meaning and it's obviously no good. Let me just a couple of chaps before I come into a major chap, which you'll see, we'll come here. A couple of chaps is that if you have, number one is missing out a word, which sometimes you would have thought is not so ma'akav. The halacha says, firstly, if a person says that ace and s, all these things are not ma'akav. So but the halacha makes it very clear, but if you miss out a word, even if it doesn't mean, you haven't changed the meaning, the Moshe, you've got a very nice case. He says in Pasha's boy, he says, Ki ani hechpadati. What's the Pasha say? Ki ani hechpadati. That's liboy, right? Ki ani hechpadati is liboy. And he says, Ki hechpadati. Now if I say Ki hechpadati, it means the same as Ki ani hechpadati. Says the halacha, Hagam, it means exactly the same thing, just an extra expression, but it makes you miss out a whole word. Missing out a whole word is a non-starter. It has to be that you've said the word, you just said it incorrectly. So that's point number one, is that if it's missing a word, that's definitely ma'akav. Then what happens if you have a matzav where a person's not medactic on the mappik hey? You know, sometimes you pashas tazria, or no pashas matos, it's very, very hard. It's very, pashas tazria is the he and the hu, that's why it's worth being a chosid. It comes in, pashas tazria, he, you just say he the whole time, mechaha. If you come a little shah, it's much, you have to prepare like a whole year before the bar mitzvah. It comes to, so when it comes to Pashan Matos, you got loh, you're talking about loh. I got the whole till Shani, it's like, oh. So I was once by a shul, he cruised through it as if there's no Muppet case there. So the Ishla Ram writes, it's also not Ma'akav. Because sometimes the Torah uses the word without the Muppet case and it means the same thing. If you look at the Pasuk in the end of Matos, it says, V'noivach holach, v'yilkodis kenos v'esponisel, v'yikro loh, noivach b'shmoy. And there, law is without a mapike, and it still means her. So sometimes, since if you find words, you have to play around with it. This Indian is oruch, it's a very big topic, because it's a lot to do with TikTok. I'll give you another mashal. You look at Rashi in Bereishis, Rashi says, Varochil Ba'al, that story of Lavan and Yaakov, Rochil was coming. So one time it says Ba'al, it's Le'il, is that she's coming. And one is that she came, Rachel Ba'al, the Torah is saying that she came already. Ba'al means she came, Ba'al means she's coming. So even there, from Zam's got a chiddush to say, since in people's ears it sounds the same, you have to look at Rashi to know the difference. Well, people think it's the same, Ba'al, she came, coming, in the context of Sov, okay, it's also okay. Let me share with you a very interesting, I find a massive chiddush. It was Ma'aseh Shehoya last year in town, where there was a shul, it was last year Shavuos, so it was one of the lockdown shuls, call it, and it was came to Kriyas HaTorah on Shavuos. And the Baal Korah, when it came to Chozok Mo'id, right, when instead of saying Chozek Mo'id, he says Chozok Mo'id. Chozek means constantly going stronger. Chozok means strong. The difference in meaning. After Kriyas HaTorah, someone mentioned this. Hang on a second. He said Chozok Moed. Should really say Chozik Moed? And someone mentioned it, and they went to the Rav, and the Rav, and a very Choshev Rav in town, and the Choshev Rav said that it's okay for the Abbot. Lemaisa, he shared this shaila with other people, and other people were up in arms. What do you mean you have to be the Abbot? It's a different meaning. If it's a different meaning, we should take the Sefer Torah out. We should read that pasuk with two other pasukim. We should start all over again. It's still plenty of time. Shabbos was a long day. But what was the problem? In the Maisa, there's one big chap, a massive kula, when it comes to laning. When it comes to laning on Yom Tov, Mincha Shabbos afternoon, and Sheni Chamishi. And that is the Sifan Shulchan Aruch that says that if you're laning three pasukim, if the three pasukim were okay, you're Yotza. That which we say that if you say a word which doesn't mean the right thing, that it's not Yotza, is only limited to Shabbos morning. Shabbos morning, that's when you have to hear, everyone has to hear from beginning till the end. When it comes to Sheni v'Chamishi, it was only a gezeira, so we shouldn't go 3 days without Torah. So says the Shulchan Aruch, it's enough that three pasukim out of that aliyah was read ketikunu. So now, when you came to me, says this Rav, when you came to me with the shayla, he said, Chozok, Chozik. Okay, let it be a real issue, la'alofa, that it means a completely different thing. Were it to be in Parshas Yisroi, were it to be in Parshas Yisroi, we would clap voice, you made a mistake, you have to go back. It's not a mistake. But because it's Yom Tov, Shrochanok Shleim Mefurish in Kuflam Zayin, because it's Yom Tov, and there were three pasukim that was read okay, it's fine. That's a massive kula. When you go Sheni v'Chamishi, and you hear there's a Bal Kaira there, and the Bal Kaira, Nishal Zegashmak of Bal Kaira, especially Shabbos afternoon, sometimes you can have Shabbos afternoon, sometimes a Bal Kaira, which is not so oyoyoy. And he makes a clear, defined mistake, a downright mistake. If in that aliyah there were three pasukim that were okay, it's fine. It's a memory they got to. That means we don't have to get so worked up about a mistake in Sheni v'Chamishi. It's like a shmaka rayon to take into account. When it comes to, it's only Shabbos which we're very, very makbed about. When it comes to Sheni v'Chamishi and Mincha, let me just throw one quick thing. If you notice that when we finish Yehaladu, after the laning, so after Hagbah and after Yehaladu, we say a mizmor in Tehillim. We say on Shabbos we say a mizmor chattes, which is mizmor ledavid. And when it comes to Yom Tov in the weekday or even Shabbos Mincha, we say a different capital. We say chavdalet, which is ledavid mizmor. And to Sant, the Tur says, why on Shabbos do we say mizmor ledavid? Because that whole capital was said regarding Kabbalas HaTorah. They came to Bilam, the Gemara Zvach and Kuf Tezayin. They came to Bilam, what's going on with Hashem is Hashem Yisham Yitam. That capital is referring to Kabbalas HaTorah. When was Kabbalas HaTorah? Shabbos in the morning. Therefore we say that capital. Says the Prima Godin, already Shabbos afternoon is not the time of Kabbalas HaTorah, then we say a different capital which has got its own reason, but that capital, Shabbos, is limited to Shabbos and only in the morning. That's why we say that capital. But all the other capitals, all the other times, then we don't refer to Kabbalas HaTorah. Yes.